Presidential hopeful Barack Obama was in Florida today. He was out courting votes in what you might think is an unexpected quarter for a Democrat among Cuban Americans in Miami. Senator Obama used his appearance at the Miami-Dade County Auditorium to speak about the proposal he made this week to ease some U.S. sanctions on Cuba. NPR's Greg Allen was at the event, a fundraiser for the Miami-Dade Democratic Party, and he joins us now. Greg, before we get to the substance of Senator Obama's proposals, tell us a little bit about the crowd he was speaking to. We usually think of Cuban Americans as part of the Republican camp.
That's right, Debbie. Well, the event today was here at the Miami-Dade County Auditorium. I'm out in the parking lot afterward. It ended a little while ago. And it's an event. The reason that Cuban Americans have been so heavily Republican is accredited to an event that happened here in 1983. And that's when President Ronald Reagan came here and gave a speech, one of the first speeches the president had made directly to the Cuban American community. And at that speech, he talked about supporting funding for Radio Marti and other issues that were very important to the community. The applause line at that speech was, "Cuba si, Castro no," and that's something that people here in Miami still remember very closely. And that's credited as being one of the reasons why Cuban Americans have been so solidly Republican. Barack Obama's appearance here today was no coincidence. They brought him here to talk to Cuban Americans in hopes that he could begin to peel away some of the people who've been voting for Republicans in the past. And polls do show that Cuban Americans are registering as independents and as Democrats more than ever before. And that's the kind of crowd that Obama was trying to reach here today.
What about his message? Tell us more about what he's proposing and how big of a departure it is from current U.S. policy on Cuba.
Well, what he's proposing is something that might not seem like such a big deal to people outside of Miami, but within the Cuban American community, it's a very interesting and hotly debated issue. He's talking about loosening restrictions, actually lifting all restrictions on travel by Cuban Americans to Cuba and their ability to send money back to friends and relatives in Cuba, so-called remittances. And that was tightened up a few years ago in 2004 by President Bush, and that's been kind of a bitter pill for some Cuban Americans. There are very close ties, especially among more recently arrived Cuban Americans who've come over, who like to go back, and sometimes the young women will go back and celebrate their 15th birthday celebrations back in Cuba, and so friends and relatives there can attend. There's a lot of give and take from the island. That's been kind of shut down somewhat, and so it's a very contentious issue. Polls show that Cuban Americans, something like 65%, actually support what Obama is proposing, and so that's the crowd that he's trying to reach with this proposal.
Well, how did he do? How was the speech received today?
Well, it's an interesting crowd here. I mean, this auditorium is right in Little Havana, but the crowd was by no means a Cuban-American crowd. There were plenty of Cuban-Americans in attendance, but it was a Democratic crowd. We saw lots of union members, lots of African-Americans. The crowd had lots of Hispanics in them, but not all of them by any means Cuban-American. So it was a typical kind of a Miami Democratic crowd, as opposed to being a purely a Cuban-American crowd. That said, his remarks on Cuba and Cuba American U.S.-Cuba relations were very warmly received. It was interesting, he made a very strong statement that I am not supporting lifting the embargo now. And that's a kind of a key issue for everyone here. The support for the embargo is very strong within the Cuban-American community here. But he said, I won't consider doing that until there's been a move toward democracy in Cuba. And that's pretty much the line that even George Bush and every candidate, most candidates take. We have Dennis Kucinich and Chris Dodd who want to actually lift the embargo now. But that's considered to be much more of a risky, kind of a farther-reaching proposal. But after saying that, he just talked about lifting the restrictions, and there was very strong applause for that.
Well, thank you, Greg.
You're welcome, Debbie.
NPR's Greg Allen at the Miami-Dade County Auditorium.